I'm now going to give you the dusk time for this week and the quiz answer from the last edition. So dusk is now at 8:15. That's the result of putting the clocks forward this last week, isn't it? So that's the time to switch the lights on and draw the curtains. And now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question. We asked you, Ag is the symbol for which chemical element? And if you have any knowledge of science at all, we're sure that you have the answer. Otherwise, guesses will not work as the question gives no clue to the substance. We have no idea why, but the answer is silver. So congratulations if you knew that. And now for items of information, especially for you listeners. Firstly, Touch and Sound opening up photography exhibition. Comments of visitors to a unique photography exhibition called World Unseen will be studied to find out whether those with sight loss found it as rewarding as was hoped. It was designed to provide an immersive experience for all visitors, including those who are blind, partially sighted, or sighted, and had full involvement from specialists at the RNIB charity. It is actually happening this weekend. The exhibition showcases works from renowned photographers, and the artwork is accompanied by elevated prints, audio descriptions, soundscapes, braille, and Navi lens. Visitors are encouraged to touch and feel tactile prints, which helps to create a more vivid mental representation of the artwork. It takes place at Somerset House in London from Friday, April the 5th to Sunday, April the 7th. Admission is free. For phone support around your booking tickets, call 03333 202 836. Dave Williams, Inclusive Design Ambassador, RNIB, said, "The World Unseen exhibition opens up the world of photography and enables more blind and partially sighted people to experience the emotive stories and physical touch of these iconic images. As a Braille user, it's fantastic to be working to raise awareness of the possibilities of textured print and to see in action how technology can make art more accessible for people with sight loss." And our second item is Sisters fundraising for sight charity at the Double. Essex Sisters, Bridie and Cheryl Starr, are to run in the London Marathon together to fundraise for the RNIB charity supporting Bridie's daughter Mia. She lost her sight at just 16 months old in 2021 due to a series of tumours along her optic pathway. The sisters back the charity's mission of creating an inclusive world and to help raise awareness of the challenges blind and partially sighted people face every day. Mia, who's now 3 years old, was diagnosed with neurofibromatosis type 1, a genetic condition leading to the discovery of tumours after medical scans and tests. Bridie, who works as an intensive care unit nurse, expressed her desire for Mia to experience life like any other child. Said, "I want Mia to grow up in a world where she can access and experience things just like everyone else. That's why we've chosen to run for RNIB, because the charity wants to create a world without barriers for people living with sight loss. It's a cause very close to our hearts. Any donations people make will go a long way towards making that a possibility." Despite the challenges of balancing parenthood, Bridie and Cheryl have been training for the London Marathon. They are committed to standing side by side on the big day, advocating for the support needed by children and adults like Mia with vision impairment. Cheryl, who works as a change analyst at Specsavers, said, "I had such a good routine going. but sometimes life happens in between. But that isn't going to stop us. Mia is our motivation. I'm planning to do some long runs over the next few weeks to get me back on track. Together, they have surpassed their fundraising target of £4,000 for the RNIB, with unwavering support from friends and family who will also be there on race day to cheer them on. Chris Perrin, RNIB's head of supporter-led fundraising, said, "Running a marathon is undoubtedly a huge challenge for anyone, so we are very grateful to have Bridie and Cheryl join Team RNIB this year for the London Marathon. The funds raised will help the charity support the estimated 2 million people living with sight loss in the UK. And thirdly, free checks on NHS hearing aids offered in Halstead. A charity which supports people with hearing loss is providing a new free monthly help service in Halstead. Hearing Help Essex will provide its NHS hearing aid maintenance sessions at the Halstead Community Shed in Fen Road in the mornings of the last Thursday in the month from April the 25th. Sophie Ead of Hearing Help Essex says, "Many people don't realise that hearing aids need cleaning regularly and that they need retubing every 4 to 6 months to keep them in good working order. Our volunteers are trained to assist with essential retubing, cleaning and general hearing aid maintenance for NHS hearing aid users. We are proud to be bringing this service to the residents of Halstead, thanks to support from the team at the Halstead Community Shed, who have invited us to use their venue to deliver this service. Appointments can be booked online at," and this isn't easy, so I'll say it twice and slowly, "it's tinyurl.com/VVN746Y. I'm going to say that again. All the letters are lowercase. So it's T for Tommy, I for India, N for November, Y for Yankee, U for Unicorn, R for Romeo, L for Lima, .com/2, then a small V for Victor, V for Victor, N for November, the number 746, and then Y Yankee." I hope you got that. It's not easy to say. Now I'm going to hand you back to my colleagues for more items of local news.